What is going on, everybody? Anthony Waite here, and welcome to another episode of the Lead 360 Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Waite, and it is so good to be with you for another lesson that I am learning in real time. And one of the things that I love doing is when I meet sailors, when I meet leaders, when I'm speaking on stages, is to really ask questions. You know, one of the biggest things that we fail to do as leaders is ask relevant questions. And one of the things that happens when we fail to do this is we become irrelevant in how we show up for those we lead and those we love. So I was having a conversation with a sailor who asked me, you know, how do I rebuild after I hit rock bottom? Like, how do I get my life back on track when I feel like I am at the lowest of the low? And this is really important because many of us, you know, find ourselves at some time to time, and maybe you're there right now, in a place where we have hit rock bottom, where we are just out of luck, out of resources, out of direction, and we need to get back in alignment with our assignment in life. And what I found is that there are some key components in rebuilding your life, especially when you hit rock bottom, and many people fail to do that. And when they fail to do these things that I'm going to share with you today, they may get back on track, but it's only a matter of time before they find themselves in the same position, the same relationship, the same mental state, the same disconnect between their actions and their words. And so today I wanted to really discuss this because it's become really prevalent in today's society where we find ourselves broken in this process called life. And when we're broken, one thing that we need to have is breakthrough. But most importantly, when we have this breakthrough, we need to have a clear direction on who we are and whose we are in order to get back on the right path. Because it's not enough to just get on a path. It's important and so crucial to get on the right path so that we're not wasting our time, our energy, and our resources, and we don't find ourselves in the same position. So this member came to me and asked me, how do I rebuild after I've hit rock bottom? And, you know, I can relate to this because, you know, when I joined the military, I was literally homeless. I was living on a friend's couch and I had no aim, no direction. I really have hit rock bottom. All my friends were going the wrong way in life and I was following suit. And that was the biggest problem, is that I was a big follower. And the truth was, is that I had no leadership. I didn't even know how to lead myself. And I found myself following suit and headed in the wrong direction. And the problem was I was gaining steam. I was getting momentum. And here's the thing. If you're going the wrong direction, you don't need momentum. You don't need motivation. You need to pause, stop, and really reflect on what got you to where you are. And so when we're looking at our life and we're rebuilding from rock bottom, the first thing we have to do is stop. Okay, stop all engines, right? And really take inventory of where we are. And what we have to do is get grounded in reality, right? So in order to rebuild from rock bottom, you have to look at your life from an unbiased approach. And maybe this requires you to get a coach or to get a mentor who can see what you can't see. You see, it's hard to see the big picture when we're in the frame. And one of the problems that I had was I had no really solid counsel to tell me that, hey, stop being a dumbass, really. And unfortunately, we have too many people that we surround ourselves with who are yes men. Yes, you're doing great. You're awesome. I can see your potential. Oh my gosh, you're so good. Like, you don't need people to tell you how good you are when you know how bad you are. You know what I'm saying? And one of the things that we do when we pause is we let the growth catch up to us. And growth isn't just reading a book. It's not just being smart or having the tools. Growth comes from those burdens. They come from those dark times, because while many of us will read books and listen to podcasts, your truth will come from reflecting on your life and saying, man, my life is screwed up right now. And most importantly, how did I get here? What are the habits, the behaviors, the beliefs that got me to where I'm at? And so pausing now allows us to reflect. And as scary as it is and how much it sucks, we have to go back and look at, how did I get to where I'm at? And what was my role? Not my parents' role, not my situation or my circumstance or my upbringing, but what was my role and what were the choices that I made to get me to where I'm at? You see, it's easy to play the victim. It's easy to say, well, it's not my fault. And the truth is, it may not have been your fault. but it's always your responsibility. And so when you get grounded in reality and you look at life for what it is, not what you want it to be, but for what it is, then we're able to take inventory and say, okay, this is where I am, this is where I want to be, and what is that gap and how to fill it? And for me, that gap was my mindset. That gap was the limiting belief of what I was told that I'm not. You'll never be anything. You're just like your father. You're such a loser. And the truth was, everybody was right. I was a loser. And I was doing the things and making the choices that got me to where I was. And so what led me to getting, you know, living on a friend's couch and leaving home and kind of floundering in life? Well, I had received some adversity in the form of a punch in the face. So I graduated from high school, right? And you know, my stepfather, you know, he struggles with alcohol even till today, punched me in the face. And Mike Tyson said, you know, everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. And it's so true. The problem that I had was that I didn't have a plan. And so I left and didn't really know what to do or how to do it or why I was doing it. And I just kind of did what everybody else was doing. And in my environment, a lot of people weren't doing much. And so that's where I found myself, not doing much, not being much, and becoming what everybody said I was going to be, a loser. And so by pausing and looking and saying, enough's enough, right? So once you got grounded in reality, you have to make the decision that enough is enough. You see, the pain of pushing through will always be less than the pain of regret. And as much as it sucked, I had to make a choice. I had to make a change. And that change began with me. And here's point number three that I want you to understand is that once you, you know, pause and take reflection, you take ownership, then you got to say, man, I got to own this. What is my choices and my decisions that I made to get me to where I'm at today? And then make the decision to change. And that change has to come from the inside out. You can change your house. You can change your environment. You can change your situation. You can change the externals. But until you fix the internal, you'll find yourself in the same position, same circumstance, same bullshit that you are in right now. And so there I was, you know, leaving what I known to be my life. As screwed up as it was comfortable. And when I left to the military, it was like taking my world and turning it upside down. I didn't know what to expect. And that brings me to the next point. I had to embrace and learn to love the process and not the product. You see, most people today are so focused on the end result that they fail to learn to love the process. And for me, I thought that I changed my circumstances. I left my BS. I changed the external. I got the uniform. I got the ball cap, you know, in boot camp. They give you a ball cap, and it's a Navy ball cap, and it symbolizes you graduating boot camp. And so many people go through this process, and it's a very moment, a prideful moment where you feel accomplished. You graduated boot camp. You got the Navy ball cap. You're worthy to wear the uniform. However, comma, I see them 5, 10, 15 years later, and they're the same old person they were before they joined, the same broken person. And the difference is that they fail to learn to love the process. They want the product. They got the pat on the back. Those people that told them they were a loser, they said, I'm proud of you. And they looked for external solutions for an internal problem. They sought out external validation for that brokenness within. This often leads to us getting complacent because whenever somebody says, you're good enough or that I'm proud of you, they don't see that there's still a lot of work to do. But here's the thing, we can fool everybody. We can fool those around us, but we cannot fool that person that we look at in the mirror every day. We know how screwed up we still are. We know that there's still work to do. But when we mask it by these external validations, we fail to enjoy the process and we fail to work on our character. Instead, what do? We chase credentials. And we think that we get the new degree, the new position, new paycheck, the new rank, the new title, the new opportunity, that's going to be the change, game changer in life. But here's the thing. You take you with you. And you might be able to get into a new role, a new position, a new opportunity. But if you fail to grow from the inside out, you will find yourself in the same position. So when you're looking at your life from rock bottom, when you make that decision to change, make it from the place of, I need to change from the inside out. That I am the problem and I'm also the solution. And this change is not going to happen overnight. The external change does happen overnight, right? We get the ribbon, we get the medal, we get the title, we get the position, we get the opportunity, we get the job offer, we get the degree, and it's great. But that piece of paper is not going to help you find a purpose. And that's what happened to me. You know, I'd go and get the rank, I get the degree, I get the title, I get commissioned as a naval officer. I got the paycheck, I got to put the uniform on and promotions and all that, and I still felt empty on the inside. And I see many leaders today who are in executive level positions who fall in this trap. And so whenever you're changing from rock bottom, understand rock bottom is a solid place to build a legacy. And that's what it's about. It's not about what you do. It's about who you become. And I want you to become the leader that people respect for who you are as a person, not the title, the position, or the rank, because that comes natural. In the position that I am today, people respect me because I'm an officer in the military. They respect me because I'm a leadership coach, speaker, and trainer, and that I have a status. And that's great, but I want you to respect me for who I am, the person that I am. And this requires you to build your character. And so how do we do this? Well, you have to understand that we're all flawed. Nobody has it figured out. So you have to stop comparing and competing with other people and start competing with yourself and comparing who you were yesterday to who you are today. And when you realize this, then you understand that there's a lot of work to do and that nobody can do the work for you. There's nothing I can say, there's nothing I can do to make you change who you are. Only you can do that. When I talk to my students that I teach, I tell them that there's a character issue and there's a competency issue. My job is to find out which one it is. Because if it's a competency issue, I can help you with that. I can help you learn and become confident and help you to kind of get the skill set and the mindset to do what you want to do. But if it's a character issue, only you can change that. Nobody can change that for you. And whenever you understand this, then you realize that I'm in process. I'm in chasing progress, not perfection. There's no such thing as perfection. And unfortunately, the world we live in today allows us to believe that we have to be perfect. You see, I often teach this framework of be, do, have. And when we believe that we have to, you know, that when we have something, then we'll be something. When I have more money, then I'll be successful. When I have the nicer house or the nicer car, then I'll be accepted. When I have the position, then I'll be respected. And I want you to understand that when you become that person, only then can you have the things that you want. Because in the process of being, it allows you to do the things, the habits, the behaviors, the actions that allow you to have sustained success, not this momentum success or this moment success, right? Where you have these moments of success and you rest on those and think that they're going to carry you to the finish line. That's the people who, you know, I was a quarterback in high school and we won state and they're still talking about it even though they're 40 years old. Those are the people who talk about the good old days, right? How things used to be. And here's the thing. If you're too busy stuck in the past, it will continue to predict your future, good or bad. And if you're a leader and you're leading people, then you will become irrelevant because you're talking about old business, old news. Nobody cares of what you were or what you did. They want to know what you're going to do. And there's three things that leaders have to answer when they're leading people. Can you help me? Can I trust you? And do you care? The only way that we can answer that is if we trust ourselves, we help ourselves first, and we care about ourselves enough to care for others. You see, you cannot give what you do not have. If I want to, you know, be able to love more people, I got to love myself first. If I want respect, then I got to respect myself. If I want people to be compassionate with me, then I need to be compassionate with myself. You see, so it always begins with you. So when you're looking at rebuilding from rock bottom, you have to understand that we have to reinvent ourselves. And that reinvention comes from the inside out. So I want you to think about this. Take inventory of your life and look at where you are right now. Look at your results. And if they are where you want to be, then keep doing what you are doing. If you find yourself in a position that you're not satisfied with, then you need to start asking yourself, what are the results that I want? And how do I reverse engineer it to where I am today? Because if I want this result, then I need to do some things differently. And in order to do things differently, I need to become somebody different. And this process of reinventing yourself is so important. You know, in the military, I climb the ranks really fast and I excel really quick. I was in the mentality of, I want to get things done. Just tell me how to do it and I'll get it done and I'll do the best I can. I'm the hardest worker in the room. That's great. But what happens when you reach the pinnacle too fast? Well, you kind of peak too soon. And I had a commander who told me, Lieutenant Waite, you're doing great. You're the top of your class, and you're crushing it. The problem is that you don't want to fizzle out. You don't want to get to the top too fast and not have any room for growth. And so he said, you have to reinvent yourself. And so I had to really take inventory of how I've been doing business. And although it was good and it got me to the top, in order to keep climbing, I had to continue to look at things differently. And that included looking at myself differently and asking myself, how can I be better? How can I be more so that I can do more and ultimately have more? And that has been the secret to me continuing to climb and never getting stagnant. You see, complacency will kill any process or any progression that you have. And most people today have fizzled out and they failed to reinvent themselves. So where do you need to start reinventing yourself? In your relationships, your spiritual walk, your health, your wealth, and most importantly, your mindset. And when you do this, you can create a plan that's grounded in truth. It's grounded in reality and not fantasy. You do this and you can start building yourself from the inside out. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you found value in today's episode, please share it with somebody you lead and somebody you love. And most importantly, follow the show and give me a comment or a like in the podcast platform that you are on. This helps me get my message to the masses, and this is how we build better leaders. And also, if you would like to grow and continue to grow your leadership, then consider joining me in the Lead 360 Facebook group. It's my free group where I do trainings every Wednesday night at 7 p.m., and you'll get to see me live on video, so you can put a name with a face and we can connect on that platform. Also, if you're interested in coaching, my Lead 360 Academy is now open and is my private paid coaching group where you surround yourself with growth-minded leaders from around the world, and we get together and discuss and deep dive into the mindset and skill set to lead by example. I'll see you on the next episode.